Hello,
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I am motivated by your understanding of my topic this week,
Oh, yeah.
and I think it's going to be really fun and fresh for us to talk about something new.
I do too.
So just so that you all know, if you're listening to this, we're going to be talking about a cult this week,
Oh, yeah.
and I think it's going to be fun. This one's a little bit wild, but I think they all are, just in general. I think if you're starting a cult, like you just have to be wild about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like the tamer the cult, the less people want to join. But yeah, without further ado, let's get right into it. I'm Sonia,
I'm Maddie.
and welcome to Grimm. So this week, I thought we could talk about Amy Carlson and her cult, which is called now. It's a different name now, but in the past, when these events were unfolding, it was called Love Has Won. And now it's called 5D Full Disclosure,
No.
which I just feel like, you know, if you're gonna start a religion, multiple words is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, stick to the one word, you know? Good old
Yeah.
trusty one words.
Like, what are they supposed to call themselves? The Love Has Wonners? Like,
Yeah, it's not
it's
as
a lot for
catchy.
me. Exactly, yeah. And like 5D Full Disclosure is a bit too close to One Direction for me. So
Is true.
but yeah, so this cult was a new religious movement, but like that's what they called it, but like basically, you know, it's a cult. And all the ex-members and the media outlets and stuff were like, yeah, that's a cult. And it was started by a woman called Amy Carlson. I think Amy was actually her middle name, but she went by Amy Carlson. So she grew up in Dallas, Texas. And the really interesting thing is that throughout school, she was a straight A student. And then as she grew up, that was when her family said that she started talking more about like starships and UFOs and other conspiracy theories. So I think that's how she kind of got into like cults and conspiracy theories. And then she ended up discovering New Age philosophy, which is this term that was used to describe 1970s religious practices and beliefs. They were just highly eclectic, unsystematic, just kind of eccentric. And there's like really no way to describe them besides like this umbrella term of New Age philosophy. Anyway, she ended up joining this forum on lightworkers.com. And on lightworkers.com, she met someone who went by the name Amarith White Eagle.
What a
Amarith is
name.
the first name, and White Eagle is the second name, with the W and the E capitalized. So. Anyway, White Eagle convinced her on this online forum that she was a divine being. And as soon as that happened, she started saying, you know what? I am a divine being, and I can prove it by all of these
Oh.
paranormal phenomena that's happening to
Wait,
me.
oh. I thought White Eagle convinced her that White Eagle was a divine being.
No, he convinced her that she was a divine being. He was like, you are the god.
And how did he know this information? Did he just tell her?
I really wish I could tell you. But he was like, listen, you woman I have online are a god. And she said, thank you very much, sir. I am a god.
Yes, actually, in fact, I am.
Yeah. So she was like, I am a god. And the reason I am a god is because I've had all these paranormal experiences. There are paranormal phenomena that have happened to me. And therefore, I can prove that I am a god. And shortly after meeting this man online, on this online forum, she left her third husband and her children, and also her job. So she worked as she was a manager at McDonald's, and she basically talked to this man online like once and was like, perfect,
I'm
dropped
out.
everything and left.
All right.
And I think there were actually a few interviews with her children before. And they were all like, yeah, like my life is pretty normal, except for the fact that my mom left us because she thought she was a divine being.
Dang, like, yeah, that would leave a mark.
That would fuck me up a little. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'd be like, so you're not gonna take me with you into your divine beingness?
Yeah, apparently not.
But she didn't want to. She left everything and went to meet White Eagle in Colorado, and then started a group that was originally called the Galactic Federation of Light.
Okay.
Again, the name is just a little bit wordy for me. I would join it if it was something shorter.
You wouldn't join it.
Maybe she would have gotten more followers if the name was shorter, is all I'm saying. And if you were wondering about what she was preaching in the Galactic Federation of Light, I will get into that right now, actually.
Oh, okay.
Here we are. So, Love is One, which was the name after Galactic Federation of Light, basically combines New Age spirituality with conspiracy theories. So that was like QAnon.
Mm-hmm.
And then other elements from the Abrahamic religions. So basically, the whole idea around it was that she said, and her followers like followed onto this, they were like, yes, this is all true, is that she is a divine 19 billion year old being who birthed all of creation.
She is God.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, she's God. That's what I'm saying. She was told by White Eagle that she is God, and she said, yes, I am God.
Damn.
Like, she wasn't joking. She's like, I am 19 billion years old.
Yeah.
I am God.
All right.
And somehow in those 19 billion years, the math really isn't mathing for me here. She was reincarnated 534 times.
Oh, wow.
So I'm guessing, like, a few of those lives were, like, 3 to 4 billion years.
Or she could have some, like, time off in between.
But then, like, is she just, like, dead?
She's just, like, overseeing, you know?
Like, at, like, living, like, billions of years and just overseeing?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. She could have been. Maybe it was, like, she was, like, existing, and then Earth was formed, and then she started having these reincarnations.
Yeah.
Because she did claim that she was reincarnated as Jesus, Joan of Arc, Marilyn Monroe, and Cleopatra, among others.
Oh, that's a quite a range.
Yeah. I really like the Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Fair enough, girl. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And along with this, she said that she would lead 144,000 people into a mythical fifth dimension. We skipped over the fourth dimension, apparently.
The fourth dimension.
I don't know where that went. We went from 3 to 5.
Yeah.
So then in this religion where she was this deity, she was meant to be God, a 19 billion year old being, and also the queen of the lost continent of Lemuria.
Oh, I have heard of Lemuria.
Yeah, Lemuria was, I think, like, Lemurians are from a place inside Mount Shasta in California.
Mm-hmm.
So she was the queen of Lemuria.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Again, for me, it's too close to the word lemur.
Yeah, it does.
It feels like they just took an animal and they were like, place. So, she also said that apparently Donald Trump was her father in a past life.
Oh, why would you add that in?
I don't know, but I don't know where that came from, because, like, I don't understand how he could.
Yeah, in a past life.
Like, so they're living at the same time.
But was it also one of his past lives then?
Maybe he was also reincarnated, but then it feels like he would have a bigger role in the cult.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of said in passing.
But it was just, like, yeah, just, oh, by the way.
Like, by the way, Donald was my father.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess then, the QAnon stuff, I guess that makes a lot
of
sense.
It really does, doesn't it, when you put it all together. Oh, yes, and also Robin Williams, Robin Williams' spirit actually would chat with her sometimes. And he, we did not, but he was the Archangel Zadkiel.
Oh, okay.
So, yep, that happened. There are also mentions of Atlantis and the Anunnaki people, like deities, like of the Sumerians and Assyrians and a couple of other groups in that time. And also reptilians, which was really fun and fresh. I don't know where that came from. but those are reptilian humanoids or shape-shifting reptilian aliens who control the earth by taking on a human form and then using political power to manipulate society. So they are part of this religion.
Okay.
Yep. And then I think their belief was basically that the world was run by this group of people who were determined to keep us all in a low vibration state. And then the cult, it's their responsibility to bring us all into a higher vibration.
Okay.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. During this time in the early years, White Eagle was referred to as Father God, and she was Mother God.
Okay.
So, I don't think White Eagle has as dramatic of a backstory, though. I don't know how he got the position of Father God. Because, like, there was no mention of him also being a 19-billion-year-old deity.
Yeah.
But I think that's a hole in their argument that I'm not sure I'm supposed to be poking. But yeah, the core group was around 12 to 20 people. They all lived with her. They had I think the ending place was in southwestern Colorado. That was kind of like where they were based. And when they started, they had like a bunch of YouTube live streams and like advertising on social media to recruit members and get donations, et cetera, et cetera. They also did vitamin supplements and something called etheric surgery, which was like $88 a person. And then it was meant to remove sickness and negative energy.
Was it actually surgery?
I really hope not.
Okay, yeah, me too.
Because I don't think any of them were trained doctors.
Yeah.
It seems more like an energy cleanse.
Okay.
Like, you know, like you sit in front of someone and they have like crystals and they're like, you're healed now.
I'm gonna hope, yeah. That's what
it is. I wouldn't pay $88 for that, but I'd rather pay $88 for that than to have someone, like, cut into me.
Yeah, a non-professional, especially.
Exactly, yeah. And then on top of that, there was a Vice News documentary from March 2021 that kind of detailed about how she would promise her followers a quote-unquote superior alternative reality if they provided the organization with financial compensation. So, starting to sound a bit like an MLM. And then the cult itself was accused of physical abuse by ex-members. People describe only being allowed to sleep for 4 to 5 hours a night.
Oh my god.
Which sounds like actual torture.
Yeah.
There was apparently, I remember watching like a TikTok about this when I was in the airport about, so it felt like very ethereal. I was like liminal space, you know. I was sitting there. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? But the TikTok was about like this reality TV show where like there were a bunch of contestants and they weren't allowed to sleep at all for like 30 days or something like that. And it was literally torture.
Yeah.
Like all those people were like, yeah, I like don't remember any of it. Like it was so physically taxing on the body.
Yeah.
4 to 5 hours of sleep a night is not enough.
No.
There were also complaints of, like, the family members of the people who joined this cult would complain to, like, the sheriff's department that they were being brainwashed. There were, like, there's fraud happening. And the sheriff's department was like, well, we can't really do anything about that because, like, these are adults who are making their own decisions to go places. So it was, like, family members being really worried about, other people, and they couldn't do anything about it. There was also an event that happened in May of 2020 where a member of the group was found wandering in the wilderness, like disoriented, naked, dehydrated, and then afterwards described by the group as lacking the right energy and being on the wrong side of the mountain, and that's why like they were tossed out, like literally naked and alone.
Yikes.
So not good at all.
No.
Apparently drugs and alcohol were banned, but Carlson drank a lot and then became very abusive when drunk. Mm. And on top of all of that, there are recordings of some of the members making anti-Semitic and racist remarks.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. They really said we need to shift the society into a higher vibration, but also only some people.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. Anyway, the group really took off in 2014 when White Eagle left and a person called Miguel Lamboy joined as the manager of logistics and finances. And then they continued recruiting members until, well, not until, but like Jason Castillo was promoted to Father God in 2018. So I'm guessing Mother God was like the figurehead and Father God was like the man that she was sleeping with.
Okay.
But that is just a guess. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
There's no, like, quoted source information that says that. I'm just hypothesizing. Mm-hmm. So the group moved around a bit through the years. They moved from Colorado, Oregon, to Florida, California. And then the really fun bit was that they moved to Hawaii in August of 2020. But they were basically kicked out because she claimed that she was the Hawaiian goddess Pele.
Oh, my God.
So there was, like, a literal protest around the house.
I mean, yeah.
Fair. If I was, like, a Hawaiian and some, like, random white bitch from Colorado came in and was like, listen, I am your goddess.
Yeah.
I would be like, get the fuck out.
I don't think so.
I'd be like, that's actually not okay.
Yeah.
So they eventually went back to Colorado in September of 2020. So they were only there for like a month, but it was probably too long.
Yeah.
And then the same year, September of 2020, it was reported that she was ill. Like she was paralyzed from the waist down. She said that she had cancer, a whole bunch of things. So the group went to this RV park in Mount Shasta, California, where Lemuria was supposedly located. But then they got kicked out because it was overcrowded. You know, COVID, I feel like people just wanted to get out in nature, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Amy Carlson was last seen alive by someone outside the group on April 10th, 2021. That month, a few weeks later, April of 2021, a man walked into a Colorado police station to report a dead body in his home. The officers were then dispatched to the scene, but I think when they got the call, they probably didn't expect a mummified corpse wrapped in Christmas lights with glitter around empty eye sockets.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's what
oh
I said.
Oh my god. Dang.
I was okay. Like, oh yes, a body. And then it was like mummified.
Yeah.
Christmas lights.
I mean, glitter. That is not what I would be expecting either. So
no one would expect that. The body was apparently wrapped in a sleeping bag, lying on a bed and surrounded by like quote unquote some kind of shrine, according to the sheriff's office.
So who is this man and why is that in his house?
Ooh, I will get into that in just a second.
Okay.
Because I was also very confused when I read the first article, but yeah. We actually do know him.
Okay.
So I do want to mention that it was ruled later on that her eyes weren't removed. They were just, like, severely decomposed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At the time, neither the coroner's office nor law enforcement could identify the body through, like, fingerprinting, but we know that it belongs to Carlson, and she was 45 at the time of her death.
Okay.
The man who alerted the authorities was Miguel Lamboy, who we know was a member of Love Is One, the finances and logistics.
Okay.
Bit of it. So he said, this is where things, like, I don't really understand what was going on. So he basically said that he came home after being away and found the body, because he had let several members of the group stay in his house. So he, like, didn't know what was happening. He just came home and he found the body.
Okay. Yeah.
And so then there were seven adults who were found at the house and arrested in, like, conjunction with her death. But there were also two children in the house. There was a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old. So they appeared to be in decent health. But then because there were two children in the house, and this was, like, a cult situation, and there was also a mummified corpse in the house as well, all seven of the adults, excluding Miguel Lamboy, face child abuse charges.
Why? Okay. I just don't understand why he's not being included in any of this.
I think it's because he, like, said that he wasn't a part of it anymore. It was, like, a thing where, like, oh, I had no knowledge of this. Like, yes, I'm part of the cult. Yes, I let them use my house. But I had no knowledge that they were going to bring a mummified corpse into it.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. It was a whole thing. So, of course, like, harboring a dead body is a lot. But according to investigators and the, like, media and affidavits shared by Love Has Won, the group's members, like, probably with the exception of Lamboy, don't see it as a crime. They basically said that this was meant to happen. This was their leader's ascension.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. According to the New York Times, Love Has Won kept a Facebook page, which has since been deleted since, like, all of this happened. But it, like, had a detailed overview of, like, what they were doing. And then on Sunday, May 1st, a man who was probably a member of the group posted a video during which he said, quote, "Mom has ascended and completed her contract," end quote.
Yikes.
And that was presumably referring to Carlson. And then he said, quote, "Is the mission over? No," end quote. And that sounds very ominous to me.
Yeah.
And then another follower said, quote, "Her essence left the body of Amy Carlson at 12:22. She is indeed happy now," end quote. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the authorities ended up finding the body on April 28th, 2021, but the state of decay of the body suggested that she had been dead for several weeks. And then I think, like they did say earlier, like the last possible time that someone would have seen her alive outside of the group was the 10th. So maybe that was like the last day that she was alive. And then like they found her 2 weeks later. I'm not sure. There was a photo from a few weeks before she's thought to have died that shows her appearance is very emaciated. Her hair was thinning. Her skin was discolored, add like this purplish hue to it. And then according to the coroner, Tom Perrin, she had been ingesting large amounts of colloidal silver, which the group had been promoting as a COVID-19 cure.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And the fun and fresh thing is they also literally received a warning from the FDA to, like, not do that. Because they were, like, listen, consuming colloidal silver over a long period of time leads to, like, this discoloration of the skin. It turns, like, bluish-grayish. It also causes seizures and organ failure.
Oh, my God.
And this group was sitting there being, like, this is a cure for COVID-19, and you should take it if you have it. And our leader over here is doing the same thing, and she's taking colloidal silver.
And she's actually just died, but no relation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yikes.
Yeah. The autopsy was released in December of 2021, and it revealed that she had died from a global decline in the setting of alcohol abuse, anorexia, and chronic colloidal silver ingestion. So it was a lot going on at once.
Yeah.
On May 5th, the district attorney announced plans to upgrade the abuse of corpse charges to the more serious charge of tampering with a deceased human body to the seven members who are facing charges.
Okay.
So then it was kind of upgraded to child abuse of a corpse, tampering with deceased human remains, and false imprisonment.
Okay.
So like each of the defendants is facing those charges. But they were later dropped because, like, I think it was that she died of technically natural causes and they just transported her body.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's a lot for me.
Yeah.
So what they said basically was that Carlson did not die at the property in Colorado that she was found in. She died in California, and then her body was transported back to Colorado. And
that's
they
a
kind
long
of
way.
Yeah, I know. And it was also like, you can't fly with a body. Like, they would have found that. So there was this SUV on the property, and they searched it, and apparently the back seat was laid down in this position that was consistent with transporting human remains.
Mm.
And also, can we just take a moment to say that they drove her body from California to Colorado, and then they just left the car as it was.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little bit stupid to me.
Yeah.
But no one was charged, I don't think. And after her death, the group renamed their Facebook page and their YouTube channel to 5D Full Disclosure.
And so who's the head of it now?
Or them? I guess they just picked someone else. Right now, I've been on the website. There are a lot of videos from this person called Aurora.
Okay.
So I have no clue what's going on. But they have a website with some videos on it about ascension and vibrational frequencies.
Mm.
I don't know what's going on. They also have like a website, right? And they're like a bunch of different tabs. So there's one tab called About Mom, which is about like the mother's journey or whatever. But they also have a page about like a curriculum for children.
Oh, no.
And so, like, you click on each link, and it's like, if you have a child that's, like, 0 to 2 months, here's what you can do.
Please
like,
don't.
2 to 5 months, like, et cetera, up until, like, 13 or something.
Yikes.
And I think, like, maybe that's when you can, like, join the group. It's a lot. It's, like,
yeah.
like wow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this, I don't know, this entire thing is, like, just wild. Mm-hmm. What people will follow, I think, is actually just insane to me.
Yeah.
But I want to leave you with a little bit of what she wrote about her journey, just because I think it's insane. And there's more. Like, I really don't think that I could read all of it to you, but I'll link the rest of it in the description.
Okay.
If you want to read about our mom. So the description of the page is a brief description of mother's journey written in her own words in 2016. In 2021, she accomplished her mission by achieving physical ascension. So, I hate that wording, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But this is what she wrote. In 1975, as far as my current understanding is, I was born as the first experimental crystal child, meaning they could not program me or condition me. I have been awake all my life, but have had to experience the human condition and go through a process of awakening. My role was to create a pathway for the consciousness and for the awakening of the planet. We had a 1 in 7.8 billion chance that we would be able to accomplish this, and we did. This has never occurred before in creation. This is our fifth attempt in your history we tried to bring this energy in. All higher selves participated with me. I was just the physical vessel capable of accomplishing this part of the mission. In 2005, I quit my 15-year career to be a stay-at-home mom. 2 months after my son was born, I was laying him down for a nap, and the Archangel Michael appeared over his crib and said, "It's time," and then disappeared. So I went outside at that moment and said to Love, "I don't know what you want me to do. I have no clue, but whatever it is, I completely surrender." As I said this, All of a sudden, the sun on my left magnetized my heart, and then a huge river appeared out of my third eye. 2 days later, I began receiving visions. My first vision was Adam and Eve making love. This went on for a week until I could not see out of my physical eyes, and I asked the angels what was going on. They told me to write the vision down. As soon as I did, it disappeared. The second thing was that the angels told me at this time I was the mother of all mothers, but I did not know what they were talking about, so I just wrote it down and let it go. The third vision I had was I saw myself guiding a whole bunch of people out of the darkness. And that's all that I could read before. I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Dang.
I don't know what's going on.
It's already a wild time.
I know. And then she goes on to talk about, like, the archangels calling her, like, Gaia, like, you know, like, the Greek goddess of Earth. Mm. And then, like, talking to a friend about who Gaia is. And then, like, realizing that she's, like, the embodiment of Gaia.
Intriguing.
It's insane. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know what's happening here. The entire website is, like, like, it's, like, galaxy-themed.
Oh.
Like, there are a bunch of pictures of, like, nebulas. And I don't know. Oh, and then you know what there is? There's a video of her singing.
Oh, nice.
Let me play a little bit of this for you. I don't know if you can hear.
Greetings, all love beings. I'm so honored that the angels asked me to sing this song for you. It's a song that I've sang for a lot of my journey on this planet. Express in words how much we love you, Mandy. Well, we can do it with feeling and with songs. This song is for you, all of you.
Four more minutes of that.
Oh, wow.
So, and then just to give you an idea of what this looks like on the video that I'm playing, it's like a slideshow, which makes sense because this is like, what, like early 2000s, like 2012, like.
Yeah.
But it's the slide that I'm on right now is a picture of the world. Mm. And then in Comic Sans, but like red, it says Wild Ride.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a picture of, like, the sky with, like, you know, clouds and, like, the sun shining through the clouds. And it says, Welcome, 2013. The new Earth has been activated.
Wow.
And then there's a picture of a waterfall, and it says, Believe it and be free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like the vibe of this place. They have 5D University and crystal schools. Wow. So you can join the crystal school, and that's where it says higher consciousness education for parents, teachers, and children. And that's where you can find the curriculum by age group. So you've got the newborns and the toddlers, and then up until preteens. So and to preteens and teens. So 11 through 17 years old, actually.
Wow.
And then they're like parent teacher guides. And it says, it is not our job to toughen our children up to face a cruel and heartless world. And then there's some other stuff, the crystal school guide for parents and teachers. There's the self-love discipline guide, self-love discipline guide for children and teens. Yeah, I don't know what's happening. This is, like, actually the most insane thing that I've ever looked at. But you know what? If I was in a vulnerable place, I can definitely see how people get, like, sucked into this.
Yeah, which is scary.
It's really scary. There's a page about the New Earth government. about universal laws in this government, and it has like the laws of creation, support Mother Earth and heaven, support happiness, joy, creativity, support the one river of life.
Wow.
But like some of these like laws of creation are like things that don't seem that bad, you know, support unconditional love, support vision, faith, miracles, support kindness and smiles, support abundance, treasures and gifts, support living the state of gratitude, manifesting one's dreams and desires, like become the greatest version that you can be.
But then it turns into take these whatever silver tablets and cure COVID.
Exactly. But then it turns, yeah, like why don't you pay us and then you'll be able to ascend to the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
Like it's just insane. But like, you know, I'm coming at this from an outside perspective. If I was born into this and this is all that I knew, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough, you know?
Yeah.
The mother has ascended.
Yeah. I wonder if there was some mental health problems there, or if she was like just conning people, you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like there must be some, because like when I read it, you know, like the first time you read something like this and it's like, oh, there's this woman who's started this religion where you have to pay to be a part of the fifth dimension. That does sound like conning, but this was like 2014 and she was on this internet forum and some man convinced her that she was God. Like, I think that you need to be in some sort of non-mentally stable place to believe that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if I was on an internet forum and someone was like, you are a goddess, I'd be like, so you think I'm hot? Like,
yeah.
You know, it wouldn't be like, I am 19 billion years old and I'm the mother of creation.
Yeah, that's true.
And I had a vision of Adam and Eve making love for a week until the angels told me that I had to write it down.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I feel like you can't blame her too much. She was also clearly suffering from other things like anorexia and
alcoholism.
Alcoholism, which must have been really difficult to go through. But scary.
Yeah. Very.
There is actually, if you want to join this, a Zoom live stream on February 20th about angel chip activation. You can activate your God DNA and angel chips.
Wow.
Which
I
is
think I'm gonna
cool.
have to pass.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
The event says that the Divine Mother has identified angel chips or God DNA codes that lay dormant within our etheric bodies. These chips hold activations of our higher self. This summer we'll go through each of these angel chips and activate them. Wow. Pay $22 for this.
Yeah.
Plus a 56-cent service fee.
Dang.
Oh my goodness. If you cannot attend this event live, this will not affect your activation, as each recording is designed to provide all of the proper codes.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Everything I know about science is wrong. Clearly in our DNA, there's just, like, God code in it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. Before I literally dig myself into a hole trying to figure out what's going on with this thing, let's just end the story here. I feel like I could just explore this website forever.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of wormholes to fall into.
Yeah, it really is. But anyway, that is all that I have for you. I'm sorry it's not like serial killers, but you know, I figured we could use a break.
No, yeah, I think cults are still true crime.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Well.
But yeah, that's all that I have. Do you have some questions, comments, concerns, or do you want to just change the subject for us?
Yeah, I mean, just that's a wild ride, and I feel really bad for anyone involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And other than that, I guess I'll just change the subject.
Fair enough.
Try to, at least. I have re-gotten into my supernatural era, and it's
I support this 100%. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm very obsessed. I'm on season 2 already.
Nice.
And yeah, I don't know what else to say.
I love that for you, actually.
It's already on my TikTok. I'm just really getting it from all angles, you know?
So valid, bestie.
Yeah, so pray for me. And let's see how far I make it. Because I don't think I'm making it back to season 14, which is what I hope you
can.
Time.
I hope you can make it through the end.
Well, we'll see.
Ending of the endings.
Yeah, season 15.
Season
episode,
15.
Whatever.
Yeah, one of them. Some episode.
Wow, well, you have a lot of faith in me.
I really do.
We'll see. That is it for me.
That's a solid update.
Thank you. Do you have anything that you
am currently waiting for, going back to TV shows that we get obsessed with, I'm currently waiting for the next half of season 19 of Grey's Anatomy to come out.
Oh my god, season 19?
Yeah, it's been going on forever.
That is a long time.
And I am committed. I'm committed to the show, you know?
Yeah, I mean, 19, yeah, you are.
I've watched it all, and I've watched it all multiple times. So I feel like I've got to stick with it till the end, you know?
Yeah.
It's gotten a little bit worse, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Keep
going.
I think there's, like, supposed to be another half in February, so I'm waiting for that to come out.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know the date, but I'm waiting for an update.
Nice.
So that's where I'm at.
Love that for you.
Thank you. Oh, I just figured it out. It's Thursday, February 23rd, so I've got a little bit of time. I'm waiting.
So this is the second half of season 19?
Yeah. Okay. They split season 19 into two parts.
Okay.
Because Ellen Pompeo said that she didn't want to be, like, fully in it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Which is fair because she's played Meredith Grey for 19 seasons. Like, yeah. That's a lot of time.
19 years of her life.
It's probably more than that because she's probably been, like, filming in, like, before and between. Like,
true.
They took a break for COVID.
Oh, yeah.
A long time.
Long time.
But she's one of, like, the highest paid actresses in the world.
Oh, wow.
I think she gets, like, $500,000 for each episode or something.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Right? I know, right? It's, like, good for her. I support it. She deserves that. But, yeah, I think that's all that I have. Just waiting for Grace to come back on.
I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Do you have anything else that you'd like to add, or do you want to spiel us out?
I do not, so I can just spiel us out.
Nice.
You can find us on Instagram at Grim Podcast. You can follow us, like our photos, DM us, and in our profile, there's a button to email us. You can email us at thegrimpodcast@gmail.com. You can send us thoughts on stories we have covered, stories you want us to cover, or life updates of your own. We also have a Twitter, which is Podcast Grim, and a Facebook, which is Grim Podcast. And other than that, just leave us a good review and tell your friends and family about us.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week for some paranormal stories, which will be really fun. But until then, stay safe out there, you guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.